Familiar face back in town, Josh Dobbs signs a one-year deal. It looks like he's going to be, you know, most likely the backup quarterback. We'll discuss what that means for Kellen Mond. Do you believe in Josh Dobbs over Mond? And we'll talk about why is he such a fan favorite. It's kind of crazy a little bit. People love Josh Dobbs. We'll break that down. Special teams, Bubba Ventrón gets a couple pieces. The Browns sign, you know, a special team guy from Atlanta. We'll kind of break that down and say, you know, give a little picture of what that looks like, as well as signing another special team ace that was already on the roster. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then we'll finally get to the last segment. And look, you know, we've been critical, and a lot of people are wondering what's going on with the wide receiver position. We've kind of done a little mock draft. And if the Browns don't get anybody in free agency or via trade, we'll throw out a couple of names that they may be looking at to bring in order to fill that roster spot in the NFL draft. We'll talk about all these things and more on this episode of the Locked On Browns podcast.
You are Locked On Browns, your daily Cleveland Browns podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on the LOB, the Locked On Browns podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Your host, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. Of course, on the other side, part of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, live on YouTube. The Barbershop, 92.3 The Fan, open every Saturday morning to get you cut fresh and clean for the weekend. Mr. Garrett Bush, at GBush91. Appreciate everybody who obviously makes us your first listen. Make sure you're following along on YouTube for all the latest content. Make sure you subscribe, following, all that great stuff. Some Browns news here late this afternoon. And for a guy who's never taken a regular season snap for a franchise to be this loved by a fan base, always gets a little bit crazy, always certainly gets a little bit kooky. But the Browns have agreed to terms. Josh Dobbs, one-year deal. The question is Josh Dobbs here to be the number two? Is he here to compete to be the number two with Kellen Mond? As we all know, Josh Dobbs, obviously, quarterback coach Quincy Avery, the same as Deshaun Watson. So there is a bond there between these two. Kellen Mond, haven't seen a darn thing. You know, was brought in Monday of Labor Day weekend on the final roster cuts. Have not even seen Kellen Mond take a rep for this team. Everything I've heard, the team seems like they really like Kellen Mond. But that's a far way and a far cry, obviously, from, you know, hey, son, here's the ball. Go get us 98 yards because the quarterback's got a sprained ankle. We need you to go win this game for us. Josh Dobbs obviously got a little bit of experience last year in the regular season. Almost had a chance, obviously, for the Tennessee Titans to, you know, kind of be a hero. In what was, you know, a season that was just getting away from Tennessee. Josh Dobbs is a great individual. He's a great person. We'll see the way it plays out. You know, we're talking about, and now keep in mind, the Browns do have four preseason games this year. So they get the extra preseason game with the Hall of Fame game. So these guys, obviously, between the two of them, will get plenty of time to battle it out. But G. Bush, Josh Dobbs, apparently Cleveland's sweetheart, is back in the saddle.
Well, you know, Jeff, the old saying is there's no more of a beloved person in a town than a backup quarterback, right? You know, it's nothing like a backup quarterback running into the game, driving the team downfield, because everybody thinks that the backup quarterback is just like they overinflate what he does. But, you know, Josh Dobbs is a person who, you know, when he played last year and in the preseason, ran the ball well. Threw the ball very well. He did some things at the goal line. I remember him going Superman in the left corner of the end zone in the preseason game. He led the Browns to a drive to win a couple games. So Josh Dobbs has all the characteristics of a backup that people would love. When you look at his skill set, he has a really good, you know, decent arm. Can use his legs. And one thing that you want a little bit, I would rather have a mobile quarterback as my backup quarterback because of two reasons. It gives you more options to move the chains and move the team down the field if you have an ability to use your legs. And because he can use his legs, they don't need to have him be a predictable straight back, five-step, seven-step, hit your back foot, throw the ball. That's not what his game is going to be. That's not his game at all. So, you know, if Deshaun Watson does go down, you know, we're in trouble anyway. However, if it's a couple of games or maybe one or two games, a few quarters, a few snaps, Josh Dobbs would be fine to give him, you know, get the Browns a little jolt of energy coming off in relief duty. Now, I will say this. Kellen Mond is on the team. I would probably think that they would go with, Josh Dobbs because of the simple fact of he's gone through a series or he's gone through an offseason in the camp and training camp with the Browns. He probably is more familiar with what they want to run. And, you know, he has more experience. So I would give the nod to Dobbs. So for all those who like Josh Dobbs, hey, you got somebody you're familiar with, somebody you've seen. And here in Cleveland, we love familiarity. We love people that have been here, have done it, lived in this area. You know what it is. You know the whole spiel. But I think a lot of people on the internet are super excited about Josh Dobbs. We'll see what he brings to the table this year. But like we want to reiterate, don't get too happy. Because if Deshaun Watson missed too many games, just like he did with Jacoby Brissett, Browns ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing coming to him. So, enjoy him. And hopefully he does not see very much time.
There's the old line from back in the day, you know, guys used to show up to the Indianapolis Colts practices and be like, man, Jim Sorgi, none of these backup quarterbacks, they ever take a rep. And the offense coordinator at the time said, well, if 18 gets hurt, we're effed. So there's no sense to practice effed, essentially. But here is one interesting tidbit, G. Bush. I think it was the San Francisco 49ers who submitted this. Look, this time of year, you're allowed to submit maybe rule changes, things you would like, and they get voted upon. Obviously, I think it's later this week when everybody gathers in Phoenix, Arizona. San Francisco 49ers submitted, can we dress three quarterbacks and not have it count against the game day? You know, when we get the list every 90 minutes before the game kicks off, you get your inactives for the day. So basically, you are allowed to dress your third quarterback for the specific point of the NFC Championship game where Brock Purdy went down. Josh Johnson, for all, you know, God give the man all the credit in the world, but gets concussed. And now you're playing Christian McCaffrey, a quarterback. Mm. The Browns, obviously, we know that they are very good with stuff like this. They are very smart. They are very, you know, ahead of the game. Like, hey, this could be something. So the Browns might say, hey, we like Josh Dobbs. Maybe we like Kellen Mond, but there could be a chance we get to dress all three of them week in, week out. So if that's the case and it still doesn't necessarily count against our inactives, maybe we'll go three quarterbacks. Me, I would never carry three quarterbacks in my life because nobody's quarterback number two is any good. So what does that necessarily tell you about your quarterback number three? But if there's a way you can dress three quarterbacks, and look, we didn't get to see it with Josh Dobbs. We did necessarily see it with Jacoby Brissett. We didn't see Josh Dobbs sneak. Maybe they think there's something there with Josh Dobbs, and this is another thing that they can go with. Granted, I'm good with the QB sneaks for now. I ain't going to lie to you. But this might be something that they're, you know, pursuing in that avenue, and then maybe Kellen Mond would be your traditional number two QB. Just all stuff to consider at this point. But look, for Josh Dobbs, man, get that NFL money for as long as you can. Seriously, yep. Just get that money. You know, it's never going to mean to a starting job for Josh Dobbs anywhere. But you want to know what? It's really, really hard to tell the 12-year-old, the 9-year-old, the 8-year-old inside of any athlete that it's officially over. You still got a shot. You still keep showing up. That's why we have the USFL. That's why we have the XFL. Second day in a row now, the Browns have come to terms with a guy to help Bubba Ventrone and his special teams. We're going to get to that in a second here. Your latest Locked On Browns, Jeff Lloyd and Garrett Bush. The midway point of the NBA season is here and now gone, but it is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to navigate. Then you can bet on everything from the money line, points scored, and three-pointers drained. Me, personally, look, you're going to spend 2.5 hours watching one of your favorite teams compete, right? Why don't you go with the same game parlay? Find 5-6 bets that you think are sure things. Or just for fun, spend $5. Find 5-6 long shots. They all hit. Maybe you're in it for $5. You get a very, very nice payback. Plus, FanDuel even lets you get your no-sweat first back up to $1,000 in bonus bets back when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
We back at it. G. Bush, Jeff Lloyd, make sure you check us out each and every day wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and make sure you hit the notification bell so you get all of our videos. Let's get to Bubba Ventrone. Let's get to it. He has a couple other guys, a couple other individuals that look like they are going to be helping out the Cleveland Browns special teams. You take a look at bringing back
Jordan Kuzik.
You take a look at bringing him back, and he was a special teams standout last year. This is one of the signings where it's not really going to break the bank. It's not going to be something where you're going to see, you know, people jump for joy and do things like that. However, it's a solid move in terms of trying to improve exactly what you have going on the special team. So they actually also went after and signed the kid from Atlanta. I'm looking up his name. What's his name?
Michael Ford.
Yeah, there he goes. Michael Ford. And he's a guy who they brought in order to cover punts. He's one of those guys who will be a gunner. He's going to be one of those guys that are on the outside. And then they're going to continue to get downfield. Now, the crazy part about it is a lot of people don't pay attention to the gunners and the guys off the kickoff teams because most of the kickoffs are going back in the end zone. But gunner is one of the positions that you look at on kick block, a return. And there's a few guys who have made this roster, Jeff, based on their ability to be able to play special teams. One of those guys is Demetric Felton. Demetric Felton being a gunner, Demetric Felton being a guy that was on a lot of those teams, he was borderline last year to be able to make it. Now they brought in, they're bringing in the Ford for specifically doing that. Look for guys who could be a possibility of a casualty. Because think about it. They wouldn't bring him in and give him money if they felt like he wasn't worth it. If they felt like they had somebody better in-house to make sure that they could get, the job done on special teams, they would have just cross-trained them and they would have done it. But I think this is also to a bigger point, not necessarily who they signed back. It's more of a emphasis on Ventrone getting some of the people that he likes. You know, I haven't seen the Browns have a focus like this in terms of just grabbing non-returners or non-kickers. It's very difficult to find times when GMs are going to go out, identify a guy that say, all right, well, he's going to be my guy that's going to be the first down on the field, covering kicks and punts and those things like that. It's very difficult for you to pay that guy money and then turn around and cut him. So be looking out for the individuals who defensive backs, running backs usually are, you know, play the same position. Look for some of the familiar names that have made this roster potentially could be on the board or the chopping block a little bit, especially when they want to give these guys and re-sign them to deals.
The first thing I think of when Michael Ford, and I reached out to, you know, some, you know, compatriots who cover the Falcons, and, you know, obviously has played some traditional defensive back, more of a box player. Well, guess what? we're good there. I mean, you know, so Browns did not sign this guy to come in and be a box player. And first things first, from Michael Ford, congratulations on breaking your own signing. We don't get that a lot. But when a player himself actually takes to Twitter and announces that, so it's always great because I actually saw a couple tweets and it was like, Michael Ford has agreed to a contract with the Cleveland Browns, according to, and it was Michael Ford's ad on Twitter. So, hey, man, you know, obviously good luck for you. I mean, you know, out there battling the Adam Schefters of the world. But an outstanding gunner. And this is where first thing I thought about was, you know, look, Baraquez, I love him as a punter. He is fantastic. The leg isn't immense, but a lot of the kicks either went out of bounds, and he was fantastic with that. But the problem is he has such a strong leg, G. When you drop a 65-yard punt, you're getting a return. I mean, your guys just don't get down there fast enough. So to go invest in a guy who covers punts for a living, and this is basically what Michael Ford has done to this point, you are, you know, spending wisely. And look, you can talk about spending the money on, do you want yet another wide receiver to go in that Anthony Schwartz, David Bell, Michael Woods, Daylon Ball? You know, are you going to spend another $1 million to go in there and say, well, we already got six guys maybe competing for one spot, so now I'm going to spend another $1 million and we're going to have seven guys now competing for one spot? This is a guy with a defined role coming in. This is a guy who has a track record of doing this. You also don't bring Bubba Ventrone in here and say, just make it work with what we got. You can't bring a guy in and expect him to be better than his predecessor and not change anything. You've got to give the guy a fighting chance. By bringing back a Jordan Kunizic, you do that. He is your interior, you know, kind of captainish of your special teams unit. Now, with Ford, obviously on the outside, he's going to be the first one down on punts. He's going to be on the outside, outside contained most likely on kickoffs. Granted, there isn't a lot of them, but that doesn't mean you don't hedge your bets and say, well, I'm just going to trot out 10 guys there next to the kicker because, you know, Cade York's going to kick it in the end zone every time. Because it doesn't. When you think it's going to happen every time is when it doesn't happen every time. And God knows you play in the AFC North. And once you hit about Thanksgiving, the probability of touchbacks drops tremendously. Who are we kidding? In Cleveland, it drops after Halloween. But you've got to get yourself set on every basis. So a guy like Ford comes in, you know what he's going to do right away. Jordan Kunizic, and we'll see the way it plays out. We know he can play some linebacker if he has to. Ideally, are there other guys we'd rather see play? And let's be honest, some of these linebackers, maybe we'd be rather see Jordan Kunizic play.
Right.
At least we know the guy goes out there and he's going to go out there fighting and give you everything he's got. But you don't hire a guy in here and do not make a liberty or two to put him in the best position to succeed. So Michael Ford in, obviously Jordan Kunizic back, special teams. Look, we ain't got to worry about kicker. We ain't got to worry about punter, which is fantastic. Because God knows I don't want to spend 3 or 4 months talking about guys that first off, you never want to see your punter. And, you know, for Cade York, all I ever want to do is see him do is kick extra points and kick, you know, and kick off. I don't care about any of the other stuff. Score touchdowns, go for two. And that's all I care about. But it's good to know that you are actually putting your team together and trying to complete your team in every possible avenue. This last segment here, obviously a lot of activity here for the Browns over the last 8 days, you know, starting last Monday. We're here recording late again on Monday. So, you know, a lot of acquisitions in here. And once Browns get in a couple acquisitions, I like to go to, you know, one of these mock draft simulators. So I did that. We're going to cover that here. Segment three, Jeff Lloyd, G. Bush, appreciate you all for being along for the ride. The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have a favorite bar or puff, and now is your time to make it count. Go to BuiltMarchMadness.com to vote for your favorites. You know I'll be voting for the Cookies and Cream Bar. If you want the Browns to win, then you'll be voting for that bar to support your team, support your bar, or puff. And when you vote for your favorite bar or puff, you will be entered into a drawing where 50 lucky lockdown listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but one lockdown fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have Built's Best Bars or Puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. You got to try Built. Built, the best protein bar ever. Seriously, they are so amazing, you won't think they are good for you. What makes Built Bars and Puffs so good? Well, for starters, they are all high in protein, low in sugar, and covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, 100% real chocolate. Run to BuiltMarchMadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up a box while you are there. You can vote every day in March, so hop on in and support your pick.
Welcome back to the Locked On Browns podcast. G Bush, Jeff Lloyd. Follows at G Bush 91. Follow at Jeff at Jeff underscore LJ underscore Lloyd. You know, right now we talked about it on our previous podcast. There's some individuals that are on the board a little bit for in terms of your veterans or guys that could potentially be traded for. And, you know, the public is, you know, really divided on whether or not the Browns really truly need a receiver. And if they do need a receiver, what is the skill set, how old they are, how much money you're giving. So we talked about that in the gamut of things. However, there's more than one way to build a team. And one of the optimal ways to build a team is to draft a guy, have him be a good and control his, you know, his control his rights for and get him on the cheap. And so that's the way teams can do it and extend it and make the long haul work. So when you look at a situation with the Browns, they have an opportunity with a second round pick. They can look to address the wide receiver position by doing that. And for me, there's a guy I've always, you know, had my eye on, Jalin Hyatt. I don't think he'll be there. He may. It depends on, I think, the run on quarterbacks, Jeff. You know as well as I do. If it's set up for a run on quarterbacks, and there's about five or six draftable quarterbacks I think will get there, when teams start moving up and try to move the board and start positioning themselves near the quarterback, that means some good skill positions or guys that you can help your football team are going to get it knocked back to the end of the first round, early second. So, you know, for me, there's a couple of, you know, prospects that are very intriguing. And I honestly think that the team might go up and try to get them and, you know, just bolster what they got doing over there as far as their quarterback. So that leaves receivers that could get it done. I like Jalin Hyatt. According to your research on, you know, this mock draft, what did they have the Browns taking?
The way I work this, G, and, you know, every time I do this, you know, you try to see, kind of read the room here. And now reading the room for the Cleveland Browns to this point is, are they going to get any help here in free agency from a wide receiver? Look, the pool is getting shallower and shallower as the weeks go on. So the way I did it here was, you know, I kept the Browns at 42 and I was like, okay, we'll go ahead and we will take a wide receiver here. So the Browns stayed at 42, wide receiver Josh Downs from North Carolina. The tape is electric. The production is electric. I'm waiting on his pro day for some final, you know, the three cone drill, those things is just roundabout his overall athletic testing, but looks to be a solid selection. Now with this, you try to parlay, you know, how can you fit in the rest of what the Browns need? Made one trade from pick 98 to 99, was able to pick up a second pick in that scenario. Keanu Benton, as you guys all know, I've talked about him a ton, defensive tackle out of Wisconsin, got good athleticism, high school wrestling background to him, can rush the passer some. You know, granted, I still want another veteran D tackle in here, but you know, when you do these things, you got to play with the premises of what you currently have in the fold. Christopher Smith out of Georgia. Christopher Smith is ridiculously good safety. Buckeye fans, he's the one that hit Marvin Harrison and put him out of the game. So yeah, that guy. Mm. So maybe you're not in a hurry to get him here. But he did not test great. Christopher Smith is a fantastic safety. Browns still need one. Look, DeAnthony Bell is a nice, nice player. But right now, DeAnthony Bell is next man up as far as the safety room. A guy like Christopher Smith, many years in Athens, obviously two-time national champion. You know what you're getting a player like that. Went right back with pick 126. Kenny McIntosh, running back out of Georgia. You want a more younger, athletic version of Kareem Hunt, a guy who can contribute as a receiver, contribute as a rusher. Kenny McIntosh is that guy. Only one of a handful of people in the country last year with 1,000 yards rushing, and I think it was 500 yards receiving. You don't get that very often in college. That's the type of player Kenny McIntosh is. We need an edge. Isaiah McGuire, edge out of Missouri. 6'4", 260-ish. He's in the mold of what they've always liked. We'll see if they go smaller to look at that wide nine type of guy. I know they spoke with him at the combine. He was one of their meetings. So obviously Isaiah McGuire out of Missouri. Dorian Williams out of Tulane. We've talked about this guy a lot. Leadership, solid player, middle linebacker. This is the guy, along with Tyjae Spears. These two combined to take Tulane from an also-ran program to a team that was winning big-time games on January 1st. I know you like this guy from the combine, G. Kobe Wooten out of Auburn. A little bit undersized, but obviously the Browns already showed that that's not a big deal. Hurst isn't the biggest guy in the room either. But this guy, crazy activity, crazy athleticism. Josh Wiley, tight end out of Cincinnati. Look, if I can take any tight end on day three, every one of them's athletic. Every single one of these guys has good athleticism. So I'm going to take a gamble on one because I'm not sure Harrison Bryant making more money than Jordan Akins is going to be here.
That writing on the wall a little bit, Jeff.
I do. That definitely seems like the one thing that not everybody wants to talk about, but kind of agrees with. And this, obviously, I did it before today's news, but Malik Cunningham, quarterback out of Louisville. If you're trying to pair guys, look, you always want to have your backup quarterbacks be somewhat similar to your starting quarterback. Good athleticism, decent arm, you know, which we with Deshaun Watson, we didn't get to see it as much, but the legs are there. The athleticism is there. So that's the type of prototypical quarterback you are looking to pair with or fit with a Kevin Stefanski theme. So just some names there. And obviously when I do these, every time I switch it up, you know, okay, well, let's try to do D tackle this time at 42. Who's the top one on the board? Today, the way it worked, Josh Downs out of North Carolina, I would be on it in a heartbeat. I hate for the pressure that's going to be on the Browns to bring in yet another rookie because we've seen it. Look, Anthony Bell struggled. We know David Bell. Look, I mean, David Bell, yes, he struggled. I think we were expecting more from him. So it's really tough to put a receiver in this spot to say, hey, man, we got this guy, this guy, this guy. So guess what, son? It means you're going to be open a lot. So you better make some plays because if you don't make some plays, it's going to lead to some issues for other guys. You don't want to put kids in that position. But with this wide receiver class, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft, it may be the Browns' best option, you know, to this point. We'll see. Mecole Hardman can screw all of us and just say, you know what, if it's 1 year, $4 million, I'll just go back to Kansas City.
Right, right.
And I'll go back to the Golden Goose. I'll go play with Patrick Mahomes again. I've already been to dang 3 Super Bowls. I won 2 of them. So, you know, we'll see the way it works out. But as far as what's left, that's about it. It really is. So we'll see. Unless we get into trades. Like exactly. Gee, you know how it goes.
That's the thing where you get it. And you just hope that one of those guys could be somebody that breaks out, like it seems to, like a Justin Jefferson, like Odell Beckham Jr. back in the day, like DK Metcalf, guys who kind of, you know, sort of just kind of was like, okay, well, he's a good first round talent or, you know, he's a good second round pick. You really never thought like, oh, these guys are going to be superstars. It just never crossed your mind. So It's awesome to get guys that you can trade for, but the thing is, there's nothing like getting homegrown talent. There's nothing like picking well, and there's nothing like seeing one of your best players develop through the ranks and know that you have control over him for 2 to 3 years so that now you can build a team around it. You can build some certain things. You can hang your hat on certain things, but that just takes time. That takes the ability to be able to hit on your picks, be able to evaluate, and to understand and have a vision where for a player that is going somewhere rather than a vision of a player that is negative or pessimist, right?
No doubt. And actually, just one quick late add. Tom Pelissero, Josh Dobbs' contract is 1 year, $2 million guaranteed. So guess what that means? That means Josh Dobbs, you know, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Kellen Mond ain't nothing guaranteed. Josh Dobbs just got that job. So we'll see if they do maybe stick with that role of, you know, maybe having 3 in the fold. But yeah, if it's $2 million guaranteed, Josh Dobbs, guess what Josh Dobbs is? Josh Dobbs is the Case Keenum to Baker Mayfield for Deshaun Watson. Somebody he knows, somebody he trusts, and an extension of the coaching staff to him. So Josh Dobbs, hey, it just got real for Josh Dobbs. He's back, and he's going to be back for the entire season in that regard. He is Garrett Bush at GBush91, part of the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, live on YouTube. Barbershop, the poll is open. The Stripes are running 8 to 12 every Saturday morning, 92 through the Fan. Make sure you all checking that out. Myself, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. Make sure you're following the show. You subscribe to the show on YouTube for all the latest information, of course, available on all your favorite podcast platforms as well. Do you want to say one other thing in here? We've launched yet another new show here through the Locked On NFL Football, Locked On Scouting. Kyle Krabs of Locked On Dolphins, Joe Marino of Locked On Bills. You guys know formerly the Draft Network. Locked On Scouting. Basically, what it is, you know, they go in each day, they look at each team. They talk to you about the draft, the process, scouting players, building rosters, contract extensions. These guys are doing a fantastic job. They're killing it to this point. So make sure you're checking all that out. But you got your news of the day. Josh Dobbs is back. Is there a bottle of backup quarterback? We'll see. But after this late news, maybe not. Special teamers for Coach Bubba Ventrone, of course. And looking at a mock draft for the Browns now with the additions they've made. Obviously, still a couple more things coming down the pike. So we did all that. But this has been your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on ELOB. Let's go, Browns.